Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel. And welcome to For the Love of Dogs with Janice Wolf. Well, it is a cold one again. You guys must be getting sick of hearing about this. But of course, if you're in the Northeast, you know this winter has been. It's been basically snowstorm to snowstorm since January. And the funny thing was, if you remember, it was really nice. It was into the 70s in December. And we all said, uh-oh, we better watch out for global warming, because it's so warm and the glaciers are going to melt. Well, I could use a little bit of global warming right now, and I think many of you could. So it, conveniently, I guess right now, global warming is not called global warming, because we would all, especially in the Northeast and even in the Southeast and into Texas, would say, I think you guys are wrong. And listen, Al Gore, I know you're making a lot of money on this, but this is a crock. And now they're calling it global climate change. Well, that's a lot less scary looking and scary sounding. So for whatever it is, again, we've got to talk about making sure that people are doing the right thing by their dogs. Now, what can you actually leave your dog out? Now, how long can you leave your dog outside for? Well, in this weather, and I have, as you all know, Grand Champion and Champion Rhodesian Ridgebacks, and we were at Westminster, and it was a blast, and Wyatt did great, and of course he always does great, he's Wyatt. So, you know, when you're outside, or if you're, you know, some of you take your dog in the car, some of, you know, even if you're taking the dog for, you know, an hour, just make sure that as long as the dog is inside and it doesn't have any wind or breeze coming at it, your dog can be okay for a little bit. Obviously, don't leave them outside all night. But if you get a nice quality, you know, blanket or something that, not for a husky or a shepherd, but we're talking for a shorter haired dog, you know, it's definitely okay to take the dog with you. You should consider protecting the feet, though. If you're taking your dog out, especially, you know, if you live in the city, you want to make sure that you've got some kind of a protection on the dog's feet so that it's not getting rock salt and all kinds of chemicals and all the junk that, you know, melts in antifreeze and things that melts all the snow and the ice. So you got to make sure you can use some kind of a good quality boot for your dog. You know, years ago, people didn't really complain about it. But, you know, we've been getting pretty severe winter this year, and it's really important for you to make sure that the dog's feet are protected so that nothing gets up into the pads of the feet. Sometimes it's not just getting onto the hair, and, you know, you ladies who are OCD, and you're, you know, I got to get the dog, and I got to get him, you know, he's got to get a rag, I got to wipe down his feet, he's going to get stains all over the new floor. Well, I don't really care about the floors in my house. I mean, I have a beautiful home, but I don't care if my dogs get dirt on the floor. What I care about is that I don't want rock salt and all kinds of things and chemicals up in the pads of the feet. Remember, dogs can absorb a lot through their skin, not so much the pads, the paw, the black part, but the part up in between the toes, which would kind of be like if you look at your fingers, and imagine that they were webbed, and then look up where your knuckles or where your fingers meet your hand. That's the part, those little, if you spread your hands out a little and you see your little tendons there, that's kind of analogous to a dog's foot. Well, that skin that's between your fingers or between their toes is actually pretty soft, and it's not a really strong kind of resilient skin. So make sure that you get, if you're going to do that, get all the way up into the dog's paw to reduce and remove any kind of things that might be stuck in there, including road salt, sand, or even just dirt that's in there from, you know, the passing cars and so on. So make sure you take care of your dogs. And if you have a very small dog, and I will say, you know, maybe let's say 10 or 15 pounds or smaller, much smaller than a standard dachshund, you might not want to take the dog out, especially the little tiny dogs that are, 3, 4, 5 pounds. I've got this adorable little Yorkie I'm babysitting for right now. He's so cute. His name is Waldo, and a really cute Cocker Spaniel. He's adorable. His name is Romeo, like my Romeo. And, you know, it's hard because I can take Romeo out because he's about 30 pounds, but I can't take little Waldo out because if he goes out, he doesn't have a lot of body fat. And those of you who have the little tiny mini dogs, be really careful because even if you put a sweater or coat on them, the weather can really wreak havoc on them. And, you know, even their little ears, they can get frostbite very quickly. So if you have a tiny dog, you know, you might want to leave the tiny dog, you know, in the house in a heated area or in a heated car when you're transporting. But just be aware of that because they can't thermoregulate like we can. Also, if you have a young puppy under about 12 weeks of age, again, same thing. It's very hard for puppies that young, especially if they're 6 or 8 weeks, to thermoregulate, meaning it's very hard for them to keep their body temperature at the right spot. And they can actually get frostbite. They can get hypothermia very, very quickly. That's one of the biggest problems. That's why so many puppies die when they're young, because you have puppies born under a trailer in the winter, and they can't keep themselves warm when mama goes out to get food, or if there are too many puppies, and the puppies can, you know, snuggle up against mama. And also in the summer where that happens too, where the puppies can be exposed to extremes in heat. So really be aware of what you're doing and keep your dog safe and keep yourself safe. So no more about the weather. I'm going somewhere warm. And hopefully we'll be able to, talk about it and make sure that no matter where we go, we'll be in a nice warm location, and that's really what I'm hoping for. So let's talk about some other things here. Let's talk about nutrition. Let's talk about what you should and shouldn't be giving your dogs in this weather. One really bad thing to do in this weather is give ice-cold water for your dogs. When your dog comes in from a walk, make sure you use like a kind of a lukewarm water. Because remember, and those of you who have horses will know, there's something called tying up. A horse can tie up very quickly, which means that the muscles, because it's working so hard and the muscles can be exposed to extreme cold either with a bath or the animal drinks too much very, very cold water when it comes back from racing or from working out. Same thing with your dog. If you come back from a good jog, please be aware of your dog and make sure, yes, your dog gets plenty of fresh water, but don't make it ice cold. It's not good, and it can shock the body. What's okay to do? Well, a lot of you have mentioned in the last few weeks that your dog seem to have been, like I call it, worshiping the iron heat god. Your dog may, because it is cold out, even if it's warmer inside, there's still that chill in the air. The air is very dry. Your dog may be drinking extra water, as you should be, because the dog is, you know, respiring or breathing through its nose and through its mouth. And because the air is so dry, it's kind of like being in Arizona or in a really cold, dry climate. So when it's very cold, the air isn't able to keep as much moisture in it. So if the air isn't able to keep as much moisture, that means it's going to suck the moisture out of your body and your dog's body. So you may notice your dog might drink a little bit more. If he's not drinking what you consider enough, try a little bit of chicken broth, low-salt chicken broth. We're going to be back with some more wonderful tips. Stay tuned for the Love a Dog.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dogs with Janice Wolf. Well, we're talking about how to take care of your dog and keep your dog hydrated in this cold weather. Obviously, it's very important. And one of the things is that a lot of people do is they leave a bowl of dry kibble out all the time, and then they complain, my dog has accidents. He pees all over the house. He poops all over the house. Well, if you had a coffee break at 9 o'clock in the morning, you might be in the ladies' or men's room at about 9:15. Some people might have their coffee break at 9 and be in at 10 o'clock. Whatever it is, our bodies get a certain schedule, and it's important that the dogs get a certain schedule too. So if you leave the food out all the time, well, if you don't know when the food goes in, how do you know when the food comes out? Answer is, you don't know. So, very important, when you take your dog out and you're walking and you come back in and you let him wait a little bit and then you give him his dinner, you've got to make sure that you, as soon as he walks away from it, don't leave that food down. If you leave that food down, he thinks he's the leader. And it's that important. It's so, so important for your dog to understand. And also, those of you who are having a dog who's having, you know, peeing and pooping accidents, well, pooping is usually a timing issue. So if the dog is having a poop accident, it's really important to make sure that you keep an eye on when he's eating his dinner, when he's finishing his dinner. And what you can do is actually leave a little journal for yourself. Make a little entry and kind of keep track of how long it's taking from the time the dog eats until the time the dog goes to the bathroom. And then you get a pretty nice idea, and you say, oh, okay, about 15 minutes after, you know, he eats his dinner, you know, Fido has to go to the bathroom. Well, now you know. But if you leave that food out all day long, and he can eat it whenever he wants, well, then you're not there to let him out when he needs to use the potty, and now he has an accident. Now you get mad at him. So poop accidents are usually a timing issue. But how about if your dog is peeing, especially if he's peeing over another dog's spot? Well, if we've, you know, many of you, most of you have heard the phrase, somebody's getting into a pissing contest, that's where it came from. The phrase comes from that because dogs will, you know, pee on something, and then the other dog who wants to be more dominant will pee over the first dog's spot. Aha! What does that mean? Well, very simply put, that means that when your dog is pooping or peeing and he's peeing on somebody else's pee, he's trying to be the dominant dog. Well, obviously, if he's peeing over somebody else's pee spot, then he thinks that he's in charge. And it doesn't matter if we think we're in charge. It's really only the dog's perception that's important. So a lot of times these dogs are, getting in trouble because people are letting these dogs eat their food whenever they want. Like we said, one of the problems is when dogs are having peeing issues. Most of the time when dogs are peeing, that's caused by dominance, meaning the dog wants to pee on something to pee over, having a pissing contest, another dog's scent. That's how a dog in nature, in the wild, would claim his territory, would mark his space and say, hey, this is mine. That's why a lot of people, unfortunately, give us a phone call and say, hey, Janice, hey, you guys at United Canine Professionals, guess what? We have a dog, and our dog is peeing on the bed. And it's almost always peeing on the husband's side. Why does that happen? Because normally the husband is the one that the dogs kind of listen to a little bit more. If the dog is listening to the husband more, but maybe he's a bit fearful or, you know, jealous of the husband, the dog sometimes will get up on the bed and will pee on the husband's pillow. It's obviously not on my pillow, so I think it's funny. But if you were the husband, you probably wouldn't think it's funny, especially if it's a larger dog. But I've had clients who say, oh, my dog pees in my husband's business shoe, my husband's briefcase. My husband left his briefcase open, and my Yorkie just peed all over his papers. It happens, and the reason it happens is that dogs can become dominant, and you may be kind of an unstable energy. You might be a fearful or angry or nervous or upset energy. And any kind of a weak energy like that, dogs will see and will feel that that is an unstable energy. So dogs aren't going to follow an unstable energy. They'll only follow one that's calm and confident. So then that makes us, as the leaders, have to make sure that we keep our energy in a good, calm way. Anytime you're not calm, if you're frustrated, you get mad, you get angry at your boss, you're upset with your wife, you're, you know, upset because your kids are doing something or one of your kids moves away or, God forbid, you lose a parent or a relative, all of those energies are going to be seen by a dog as being an unstable energy. And remember, dogs won't follow an unstable energy. People will follow anything, but a dog will not follow someone or something that he does not perceive to be a leader and have a leader's energy. All right, so where does that leave us with a dog who's peeing in the house? It leaves us, not going to obviously pee over your dog's pee, but it leaves us as we are neglecting to give our dog what our dog needs as a dog. Remember, dogs do what dogs do because they're dogs. They're not chickens, they're not elephants, they're not camels, they're not cows, they're dogs. And dogs look at life differently than do people. So if you are trying to, let's say, make your dog do something and make him obey you, and let's say you give him cookies, so you're bribing him. It's like bribing your kid to get an A. As soon as the bribe is gone, the child's not going to study anymore. The goal is to teach the dog, like you would teach your child, what the rules are and what's expected of him or her. If your dog understands what you are trying to get him or her to do, he or she is going to do that. It's a dog. It's just a dog. And that's why we love dogs, because dogs aren't judgmental. Dogs don't have an ulterior motive. Dogs don't lie about who they are. Dogs don't ramble on and don't get narcissistic. Dogs are dogs, and they're wonderful, and that's why we love them. So if you're having dominance issues, start teaching your dog. Don't get mad at him. Don't yell at him. Don't wait until he's already done the behavior. Teach him not to do the behavior. And that's where, if you love your dog, you can call us at 855-4-K-9-PROS, 855-4-K-9-PROS. what we will do is we will come to your house, and one of our certified natural canine behavior rehabilitation specialists will come to your home and will work with you and your dog and give you a lifetime guarantee that's transferable with that dog anywhere in one of 37 states. And we're actually bringing on another state, so we'll have 38 states. We have, I don't even know how many. It's way over 100 people around the country already who are doing what we do. And we're looking always for more people who love dogs and love doing what they do. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back with For the Love of Dogs.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dogs with Janice Wolf. And today we are giving a couple of big shout-outs today. There are a lot of birthdays, and we want to celebrate birthdays. Michaela in Galveston, Texas, happy birthday 29. And we've had a lot of birthdays recently, and we're just so proud of everybody and how great people are doing out there. But you know what's really important? With your dogs, a lot of people tend to like to have birthday parties for their dogs, and they say, hey, what kind of foods can I have? What kind of things does my dog like? Well, you have to be careful when you have a dog who's a senior dog. You don't want to give them excessively high amounts of fat or protein because it can be tough on the kidneys, and the fat can cause pancreatitis or inflame the pancreas. So you want to really be aware of what you're giving your dog. It's kind of like Thanksgiving. Do you know that Thanksgiving Day has more heart attacks in it than any other day of the year? Because of what we do, we eat, we gorge ourselves. So you want to make sure if you do give your dog special treats for his birthday or for a holiday, please give them slowly. Give them a little bit here and there. It can also cause diarrhea. It can cause their stomachs to really, really get very agitated. And also, as many of you know, when you're switching over from a junky dog food to a good dog food, you also want to be very aware to do that slowly so that you don't upset your dog's tummy and make him have more bowel issues than he already had. Well, that brings me into the next thing. What's okay to give your dog? What kind of table foods are okay, and what kinds are not really a great idea? Well, first thing is, you can give your dog, as long as he doesn't have any allergies, which is pretty unusual for a dog who's obviously a carnivore to have allergies to meat, but you can always give like a little bit of chicken, rotisserie chicken. I give my dogs all organic with no antibiotics, and all stuff that's free range, just because I don't want my dogs to eat junk. I use an all-organic kibble that is really the best food, and I use a vitamin supplement called Nuvet, N-U-V-E-T. Nuvet.com is the website. We really love the Nuvet. My dogs love Nuvet, but it really does keep the dogs healthy and keeps their bones and muscles strong. It prevents itching and allergies and hot spots. It prevents arthritis because it's got so many good things in it that are just really, really wonderful. It also can prevent, like I said, cataracts and other things like that that are typical of smaller breeds of dogs. So my dogs get Nuvet vitamins twice a day, and the older ones, even though they look great, I put them on the new joint, which is a joint supplement that has a higher percentage of glucosamine and chondroitin. I've been using different glucosamine and chondroitin supplements and vitamins through the 29 years of breeding and owning Grand Champion and Champion Rhodesian Ridgebacks. And one of the things I find is when my dogs are on the Nuvet and NuJoint, they are much healthier. They're much more active. And sometimes you have to look at that. If your dog kind of just starts getting slow, don't assume it's just because, oh, the dog's getting old. Maybe his joints hurt him. And maybe you want to try putting your dog not just on the Nuvet, but on the NuJoint. Now, if you want to order that, you can just call them up. I believe it's 800-474-7044, and you can tell them you heard from Merlin's Kids and from Janice Wolf about the Nuvet vitamins. And if they ask you for an order code, you can use the code 40560. Again, that's 40560 at NUVET.com. Now, the Nuvet is very important because, like I was saying, sometimes, especially in the colder weather, your dog starts slowing down and you assume that it's because he's getting old. It could be because his joints hurt him. The same way as if you had any injuries from when you were a kid, or if you're getting up in years a little bit, your body hurts. You know, sometimes your back hurts, sometimes your leg hurts, sometimes your foot hurts. Get arthritis in your shoulder or bursitis. And when you start not feeling great, you can go to a doctor and say, hey, I don't feel well. But I think a lot of times dogs and animals, cats are also misdiagnosed. And we think, oh, the dog or the cat is getting very old. And maybe, you know, he's just getting up in years. Well, maybe if you put him on the Nuvet, and if he is having other issues, put him on the NuJoint, you'll see within a month, you'll see within a couple of weeks, a huge difference. It's very important to make sure that your dog is happy and healthy, but that the dog has all the vitamins and nutrients he or she needs. So Wyatt and Wispa, Sedona, Savannah, Romeo, Bisbee, oh my gosh, it'll be a while if I keep up, Fallon, all my dogs, they're all on the Nuvet. And I put my older ones and my larger ones, like Wyatt, who's big, he's 100 pounds, I put him on two a day. And this way I know that my dogs are getting everything that they need. Now, there are many different kinds of really good foods out there. Some of the good foods out there, of course, there's no corn, wheat, soy in it, no BHA and BHT, and there's no byproducts or propylene glycol or animal digest or any gross things like that. But you can read the labels. There's some fantastic, fantastic products out there. And it seems like every day there's a better and better food. So the food I use, I'm not going to tell you the brand, but it's a really top quality chicken-based. And now they've recently come out with a fish-based. So I'm going to definitely try that with a few of my dogs and see how that works. But, you know, if you've got a dog who is a high-energy dog and is a working dog, yeah, you can definitely give him a lot more protein and you can give him a higher fat diet because he'll burn it off. But when you start with an older dog or a dog who's a little bit of immunocompromised, you want to make sure that you don't give him too much of anything. And of course, you want to speak with your veterinarian about the amounts of everything and what you should have and how much you should give. But typically, the body score on your dog is between a 1 and a 5, meaning 1 is emaciated, or actually a 0 would be dead, I guess. 1 is the most emaciated dog you could ever imagine, and 5 is a dog who is round, who is the same width as he is length. Neither of those ends is very healthy. My dogs are about a 2.9 on a 1 to 5 scale. My dogs are very, very lean, especially my show dogs. I always want them to be in show shape. So I don't want them to be fat, but I don't want them to be thin. So you want them to have just a little bit of extra weight on them in the winter to give them a nice little layer to keep themselves warm. And then in the summer, don't make your dogs fat. You're giving them hot dogs and hamburgers from all the things you're doing and all your barbecues and all that. Make sure you keep your dog healthy throughout the whole year. Don't give them junk. Give them the NuVet vitamins. Like I said, you can order those online and just tell them Janice Wolf and Merlin's Kids told you to call. But those are really the best things out there. And this way you know that your dog is healthy. We always look at the side of the bag. The reason it says to give your 100-pound dog 10 cups is because there's so little nutrition in each little bit of food that you need to have 10 cups of food just to get your dog the calories and the vitamins and minerals he needs. So be aware and make sure that your dog is in a nice weight without being too heavy or too thin. Well, stay tuned for the next segment. We'll be right back with For the Love of Dog.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo, healthy.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health, and just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy, and the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, we've been talking about nutrition, we've been talking about the cold weather, and now we're going to go to some listener questions. We've got a great question right now, and it's funny because I literally just got back from a class a little bit earlier today, and it's a very similar question. It's from a viewer in Minnesota who asks, I have a very well-behaved dog, but I'm looking to get a second dog. I'd like to rescue a dog, but I'm not sure what kind would be coordinated well with my dog and his energy level. My dog is 8 years old, and it is a puggle. Please help. All right, Minnesota. Well, I'm going to actually be in Minnesota not too long out. We've got a new person coming on board in South Dakota, so I shall see you soon there, Minnesota. Well, that's a very good question, and it always is nice when people ask before they make the gigantic mistake of their life. When you have a dog and the dog is a well-behaved dog, and especially a dog who's already 8 or 9 years old, you know, he's just kind of like a grandpa. He doesn't want to be bothered, even if he's got energy. He does not need a 3-month-old puppy bouncing on his head and having to, you know, jump all over him so that he's got to now correct that little puppy. That's where, if you do want to rescue a dog, rescue a second dog who's, you know, can be a little younger, obviously, can be a 2 or 3 year old dog even, but try to get something that is not going to be the opposite of the energy level. The family I just worked with, Mel and Kelly, who are awesome, and they have a Puggle who is 7 years old, and his name is Riley, and hopefully they're listening right now and smiling because they hear their names here. Well, Riley was an only dog and was doing great, very friendly with other dogs, friendly with people, really sweet, cute little Puggle. Nice dog, really nice dog. Well, what did they do a year ago, or about 10 months ago? They bought a what? English Bulldog puppy. Well, the English Bulldog puppy is challenging the Puggle. And the English Bulldog puppy named Brock, I call him Block, like as in Blockhead, Brock is now challenging the older dog, and the older dog is trying to correct the younger dog. The problem is, this is the issue. You've got a 30-pound Puggle and a 60-pound English Bulldog, and you know those English Bulldogs, they are cute as you can get. But if they bite, because they have that under jaw that's so overshot and their teeth are out at every which angle there is, when they get into a fight, they can really scrape you up pretty badly. I've been bitten by a number of English Bulldogs, you know, who are crate aggressive or food aggressive or baby aggressive or toy aggressive. And, you know, they get you good. They don't give you a compression injury like a boxer or a pit bull or a Rottweiler would give you. They give you these really strange scrapes that look like you got stuck in a really angry sticker bush, and a really big sticker bush. So it's kind of funny. But the problem is, when you have an older dog, you've really got to bring that dog with you and make sure that that dog's energy level is going to match with the energy level of the new dog. So in other words, if you've got a really active 7 or 8 year old dog and you get a puppy, well, that's fine for a couple of years, but how about when that dog is now 9 or 10 years old and you've got a 10-year-old and a 3-year-old? Well, now the 3-year-old is still active, but the 10-year-old is still trying to correct the younger dog. So it doesn't make sense to get a dog that's that much younger. Now, that doesn't mean in every case, it doesn't mean every dog, doesn't mean every family, but it's very important to understand, and like the, I don't know if it's a lady or a gentleman in Minnesota, that's great that you want to get another dog, but why not rescue a dog who's already a few years old? This way, your Puggle will be able to keep up with the younger dog, who will be, you know, considerably younger, but it won't be so crazy that, you know, when the puppy is 4 years old and your dog is 11 or 12, where your dog is going to go to correct the other dog for doing something wrong, and the younger dog who's stronger is going to possibly attack your dog. So use common sense. Now, when you do look for a dog, and you look for a rescue or shelter dog, a very, very important part of that is making sure that the dog not only gets along well with the family, but gets along with your other dog. Dogs take about 2 months. It's a honeymoon period, we call it. So it's the same way as when you meet a nice guy or a nice gal and you're kind of on your best behavior because you want that person to like you. Same exact thing with dogs. The dog comes out of the shelter. Maybe he came up on a caravan, like one of my new clients who I just spoke with today, who said, you know, she just got this dog about 5 or 6 weeks ago. It came up from Georgia from a shelter. They took the dog right off the truck. And now they're having problems with it. Well, fortunately, she's working with one of our approved shelters. We have several hundred around the country, shelters and rescue groups who work with one or more of our people at United Canine Professionals. And if you'd like to join our team and you want to get involved in helping to rehabilitate shelter and rescue dogs and work with them, you can contact us on the phone number, toll-free, 855, the number, well, it's if you can think about it, 855, the number 4, the letter K, the number 9, PROS. That's 855-4-K9-PROS. You can go online and you can go to the Contact Us section, join our team, and you can fill out an application. We are actually starting a new class pretty soon. In a few more weeks, we've got our spring session starting. So if you're interested, definitely want to get an application in. And that's if you go on www.unitedk9professionals.com. Go to unitedk9professionals.com, and you can try to become one of us. We do have several hundred people applying for a limited number of spots, but we would definitely welcome you. And if you're interested in why dogs do what they do, not in making them sit and in changing their body position, but as I've said for 25 years, you know, obedience is fun. It's really fun. I've got some of my dogs have, you know, rally obedience titles, but obedience doesn't change anything other than the body position. Obedience changes the way the body is, the way the body sits. It lies down. It gives a paw. It doesn't change the state of mind. It doesn't change behavior. So if you're trying to have your dog change his behavior and you're telling him to sit, that's kind of the same thing as if, imagine if you you came home and you found that your house had been broken into. And I said to you, oh, well, sit down, calm down. Would you sit down? Would you calm down? You'd be upset. Of course you wouldn't sit down and calm down. Your house just got broken into. You'd be upset. So even if you did sit down, it doesn't mean you would be calm. You would just be sitting. So who cares? The goal is that when you work with your dog needs to understand the rules. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in the next segment. You definitely don't want to go away. So stay tuned for the Love a Dog.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now, introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit biketoeleash.com. That's biketoeleash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is biketoeleash.com.
Attention all pet lovers. Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's pawsandsilk.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolfe. And a very happy Valentine's Day to my wonderful engineers for my two shows, Doug and Don. You guys are the best. And a very happy Valentine's Day to all of you. and enjoy your time with your dogs. I'm going to make all of my dogs for their Valentine's dinner a delicious heart-shaped filet mignon, which I purchased locally at an organic place. So my dogs are going to have probably, they're about $15 each for these little steaks that are about 3/4 of a pound each. They are going to have fun. So do something special and wonderful for your dog because your dog deserves it. He puts up with you. So listen, that's worth a lot. Well, we're getting silly, but really let's get back to some serious things. What kind of things are okay for dogs? We hear about things. We're going to have actually a nutritionist coming on in a future segment, and we know that we have some of our wonderful special guests from around the country, and we're going to have some really neat guests coming on in the next couple of weeks. We're also very interested in listener questions. So if you live in a very cold climate, let's say like Fairbanks, Alaska, or Ithaca, New York, like the future Dr. Jody Joseph, who is up at Cornell Vet School right now, well, you know, it's really important that if you take your dogs out in this climate, that you make sure you give them, like we said earlier in the show, give them a nice heavy coat, something that will be fitted to them, and preferably with a belly band so that they don't get all the snow and ice underneath them. It is also sometimes very difficult to housebreak a puppy in really, really cold weather or when it rains. So when you go to get your puppy and perhaps you get your playmate for your puggle, when you buy your English bulldog puppy, you might want to do it in the summertime or the fall. Be really aware that weather plays a very big part. So if you've got like a little tiny puppy right now and you're trying to get him to go outside and it's 10 degrees, he's not going to want to go out and it's going to be much harder to housebreak him. Definitely want to think about that. So get him a nice, warm, comfy blanket, and it's Valentine's Day, and you can get him a cute little rawhide. Remember not to buy anything made in China. All the rawhides that you see that are kind of a brownish and they're pressed and they look like exactly like every other one. Like not just that they're rolled a little differently, but they are literally the exact same pressed piece of or pieces of rawhide. Those are all made in China and they are all potentially toxic for your dog. Be really careful what you're giving your dog. Now, if it's a tennis ball, people say, oh, well, he's not eating it. Well, he's still putting his mouth on it and he may be eating some of the fuzz. Anything that you don't, like you wouldn't feed your dog, anything that you don't want your dog to eat, don't give it to him as a toy. So if you give him something plushy and that material is made in China, that could potentially have some toxins in it. Now, no, he's not swallowing it whole, hopefully, unless it's a lab or a golden, but he may be still getting plenty of those fibers as he's chewing on them. So whatever you wanted him to eat, like when you buy those bones that are rubber bones, like some of the Kongs and the Nyla bones, and people say, oh, my dog loves it. But look at all the chunks of rubber and all of the chunks of plastic and vinyl that are out of that bone. Will you tell me where that is? It's not on your floor. It's not on the bone. Well, it's in your dog. So be aware of that. Now, what is okay? Can you use a rawhide? Yeah, rawhides are fine for most dogs, but not the ones made in China and not the ones with the knots. The ones that have a knot on each end that kind of look more like the typical bone shape that we're used to seeing, those, if you have a very, very excitable chewer or a dog who has nutritional issues, and you should probably put him on NuVet if he's got nutritional issues, this way it'll make it a little easier for him. He won't be so starved all the time. But the ones that have the knots on them, on the ends, are very often waiting for a bad something for waiting for a place to happen. In other words, you've got something that, you know, they can gnaw the end of it off. And now they've got this rounded, you know, kind of, but heavy chunk of something that the dog considers to be food. And a lot of times the dogs will ingest that. It gets stuck, it becomes a blockage, it blocks the intestines, and now you've got a $5,000 or $6,000 surgery because you gave the dog rawhide with a knot. A good thing to do is to get the single sheet, the USA-made ones, and a single sheet of rawhide, and they roll it up, and never leave your dog unattended with any kind of toy. You wouldn't leave your two-year-old unattended with toys and knives. Why are you leaving your dog unattended with it? Raw knuckle bones are great, and that can help if they have impacted anal glands. You can get the smoky ones, if you've seen the ones that have, like, the joint still on them, and it's like the knee bone. Well, those are great, and even if you can't get the raw knuckle bones, which are great, you can buy the smoky ones and let them only play with it for 15 or 20 minutes and chew on it. And once they chew on it, and you'll see they'll kind of, get a little bit into it, and they eat a big chunk of it off. Once they've gotten a good chunk of it off, take it away, put it back in your freezer to prevent it from getting all skanky and gnarly and germy, and then just take whatever it is, put it away, and then give it back to them maybe, at night, an hour or two after they eat their dinner, while you're watching the game, while you're watching TV, whatever you're doing. And this way your dog can have something nice and enjoyable to do while you're watching your TV show. So here's a few other things that you want to avoid. Try to avoid things like pig's ears or things that have corners or edges. So if the dog eats something, and like pig's ears are notoriously high in fat. If I remember, and you can say, if you give your dog a pig's ear during a bad thunderstorm or time when the dog doesn't want to go outside, you better have a lot of newspaper on your carpet, because I'm telling you, this stuff is like, it goes right through them. And I remember once when I was traveling and I was in, have a big RV, and I was in Chincoteague area, and we were in this little low place, and it was just raining like a son of a gun for days and days. And I said, gee, I bought these really nice organic pig's ears. I'm going to give these to my dogs. They all had diarrhea. It was horrible. So no more pig's ears. But it's oftentimes it's the shape, not necessarily the material. So be aware of that. Antlers are great. Bully sticks are awesome. Again, don't leave a dog with a bully stick unattended. It's not supposed to eat the whole bully stick or the whole rawhide. It's just to chew, kind of like dental floss. So, again, we hope you love the show. And if you think you might have what it takes to join our team at UnitedK9Professionals.com, you can contact us at 855-4K9PROS or at 855-HI-WYATT. And you can contact us and see how to get involved. You could become a service dog trainer. You could become a natural canine behavior rehabilitation specialist. You can work in a school system with an in-school service dog. You can learn how to do cancer detection dogs. You can learn how to do service dogs and therapy dogs for various different disabilities. It's so much fun. And above all, you'll be going to work with your best friend every day, your dog. Well, I can't believe time flew so quickly, but it did it again. And I thank you and wish you all a very, very happy, healthy, wonderful Valentine's Day, and have a beautiful, safe week. God bless.